The first verse in our gospel today is a dead giveaway to the point that St. Luke wants us to take away. It reads, "Then he told him a parable about the necessity for them to pray always without becoming weary." St. Luke, the author of the gospel, wants to make absolutely certain that all of his readers know exactly what the purpose of this parable is. He doesn't want any ambiguity about its message. The main focus isn't about the widow who received an unjust decision, or the judge who was unfair, didn't fear God, or respected anybody else. Jesus makes the point clear. The focus is unceasing prayer to God. The focus is about our need for a deep and personal relationship with Jesus Christ. When we're looking about this relationship, about prayer, the different definitions of prayer, ways to do it, when we talk about prayer, it might even raise more questions than answers. Questions like, what types of prayer are there? How do I pray? How much time is a good amount to give to prayer each day? Where should I pray? How do I even begin to pray? What should I think about? Should I recite the prayers I learned in grade school or speak from the heart? Is a deep prayer life even possible in today's society or living in a busy family life? What does even a deep prayer life look like? There are questions that are vast, that are numerous, that are deep, and they could even take a lifetime to figure out. But one thing is clear. There's a necessity for us to pray always, to pray without becoming weary. We must pray. I'm guessing if I took a poll among all the parishioners in GA about prayer and asked them what the definition of prayer is, I think most of us would probably describe prayer as some sort of seeking divine assistance, of going to God with different issues, with our illness, with a difficult relationship, with a friend or a family member who's going through a tough time, with work issues, an upcoming test we have in school, and going with these things and seeking God's help. That almost all of us would describe prayer as seeking God's assistance, at asking Him to bless or change something in our life. And the widow in our gospel today demonstrates this perfectly. She's constantly nagging this judge about getting him to act in her favor. She goes to him day in, day out, night in and night out, seeking his help. She pleads with him to change this bad situation in her life. So this is probably our primary image of prayer, going to God and seeking this divine assistance like the widow goes to the judge. And this is a completely valid image of prayer. It's a great perspective. But I don't think it can fill up the entire picture of what prayer life is. Prayer is more than just seeking God's help, because Christianity is more than just pleading with God. On the other hand, Christianity is about a person. It's about Jesus Christ. And for us, it's about falling in love with Jesus Christ. Christianity is about loving Him, about giving everything we have to Christ, and falling head over heels with Him who loves us so deeply. Our love for Jesus is a deep love story that's in one of our chick flicks these days. It's about growing in love and giving everything like He gave everything to us on the cross. It's about fanning those flames of love with Jesus Christ. That's what prayer life is about, falling in love with Him. So we have the first reason why we need to pray. Because we need to fall in love with Jesus Christ. And we want to. And it fills us up. And there's no other way of falling in love with Christ than talking to Him and knowing Him and letting Him know us. But I think there's a second reason to pray. And that's because we all have a hunger. We all have a thirst. I think everyone here, everyone in the world experiences it. Maybe we can't describe it, but we know it's there. An insatiable desire, a longing for something. A longing for something that we try to fill up in many different ways, whether it's just occupying ourselves so we don't have to focus on it, or you even see it in young college kids who are so idealistic. They have this unquenchable thirst to do something. Whether we're rich or we're poor, old or young, saints or atheists, we all experience that inner longing for something in our life. We want something great, and it's part of our human nature to seek this. We're longing, hungering, thirsting for something deep in our life, and it's an infinite one. Many times, if it's not quenched, it leads to idleness or boredom, or you're just kind of jumping through the hoops or going through the motions. And it doesn't lead to a life of excitement, of joy, of wonder, of just awe, and a beautiful life. As you might guess, prayer, I think, is the fountain to quench this infinite longing. Prayer is the wellspring that we can enter into and fill that infinite void we have in our life. Prayer fills up human nature. It allows us to live a fully human life. Praying always allows us to live that virtuous life, a life that's alive, a brothers of God. And all this talk about the beauty of prayer and the yearning in our hearts may leave us at a loss or wondering about how do we do this? How do we live this fully alive, quenched life? How do we fall in love with Jesus? And probably a good place to start would be with the widow in our gospel this morning. The starting point can be to go with God with our needs, to begin to open those lines of communication between God and His people, to bring our prayers, our petitions, our hardships, but also our joys and the things we have to be thankful for, to allow Him to answer these, to allow Him to hear these, and allow us to tell Him these things. This prayer of supplication, maybe even thanksgiving also for the good things, can be our entrance, our first step in the door to the beauty of the spiritual life and a deep prayer life. But there's so much that can be said about the beauty of prayer. We could go on for a lifetime about prayer in our lives. 2,000 years of Christians have constantly prayed. They've talked about prayer, and they've learned how to pray better. Far more can be said about prayer than what can be covered in a single homily or a single reflection, which is why I've decided to start a series, a homily series. For the next 5 weeks, up until the first Sunday of Advent, all of these reflections, all these homilies will be centered on prayer. They'll look at different aspects of prayer, different ways to pray, different things, just thoughts I have about prayer. Now, I don't claim to be an expert on prayer or the master of the spiritual life, but there's one thing that I am absolutely sure of, and it's the same thing that St. Luke teaches us in our gospel this morning. The necessity to pray always. The necessity to pray without becoming weary.